5 and 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 topics in 10 minutes for March 6th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Number 5 today, ending the forever war. A bill introduced Tuesday by Senators Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, and Tom Udall, Democrat from New Mexico, would end U.S. involvement in the nearly two-decade-long war in Afghanistan. The bill, like most that go through Congress, has a clever acronym. It's AFGANS, the American Forces Going Home After Noble Service Act. Would call for a declaration of victory in Afghanistan and then a 45-day deadline for a comprehensive withdrawal plan that would pull all American troops out of Afghanistan within a year. This according to a press release from Senator Paul's office. The bill would also have the federal government pay in a one-time payout a bonus of $2,500 for each of the more than 3 million military service personnel who served in Afghanistan. That's a total of about $7 billion. And while that sounds like a lot, Senator Paul points out that's a savings of more than 83% over the annual cost of keeping our soldiers in Afghanistan. According to The Hill, which is a news publication on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., the Trump administration currently negotiating with the Taliban to halt this war. It's America's longest running armed conflict. 14,000 troops are currently in Afghanistan, and they're trying to cut the number in half over the next few months with a complete withdrawal inside 3 to 5 years. Topic number 4 today, India and Pakistan. The skirmishes still continue over that disputed area in the Himalayas, Kashmir. Casualties reported on both sides. The split, or this spat rather, has not spilled over into a full-scale shooting war, but that possibility still exists, which is a bit, it causes some anxiety because both of those nations have nuclear weapons. Well, on Tuesday, Pakistan claimed it intercepted an Indian submarine attempting to cross into Pakistani coastal waters. It added that it didn't engage the submarine, followed up by releasing a video of the sub, which shows the mast of the vessel cruising through the water. Now, India denies the charge. They say they're working on verifying the video. One Indian spokesman said the footage may just be propaganda released by the government of Pakistan. Topic number 3, the Washington Post apologizes. Released a statement at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Friday afternoon. Now, everyone who watches the news knows that's when news organizations put out stuff and politicians put out stuff that they hope really doesn't get noticed. Well, in this case, it was an apology to the boys from Covington Catholic High School in Covington, Kentucky. You remember they were at the center of that controversy over whether or not they disrespected a Native American elder who was originally reported to have been a Vietnam veteran. That was later changed to Vietnam-era veteran. He served in the Marine Corps, but was not actually deployed to Vietnam, unlike the early reports. Also, there were some black Hebrew Israelites who were actually the instigators of this whole confrontation. Again, that's not how it was reported originally. Again, this was put all on the boys from Kentucky. They're Catholics, they're wearing Make America Great Again caps, and they're attending a pro-life rally. Three strikes, and the Washington Post and the rest of the mainstream media jumped to a conclusion that they must be racist. Well, this carefully worded apology, or at least that's what it looks like, was put out there Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock, in what appears to be an attempt to show concern over the accuracy of its reportage. The fact that the Washington Post has been sued for $250 million by the family of Nathan Sandman, the young man, or Nick Sandman, rather, the young man at the center of this story, is probably relevant. Attorneys for Sandman say that they're not satisfied with the Washington Post's apology. Todd McMurtry, an attorney for the Sandman family, said what the Washington Post put out is barely worth a comment. WaPo committed gross journalistic malpractice and cannot undo its deeds, with an editor's note that purports to correct the record a month after it led a frenzied mob in trashing a minor's reputation, end quote. Maybe the financial penalty, when this all plays out, will encourage journalists in the future to be a little more careful with their fact-checking. But somehow I doubt it. Topic number 2, more Facebook privacy issues. A leak of internal documents from Facebook shows that the company has conducted a global lobbying campaign to push against data privacy legislation. They targeted politicians around the world, North America, Europe, Russia, Asia, trying to encourage lawmakers to see things their way with the promises of investment and incentives. This is according to a report in The Guardian, a newspaper in the UK. The documents reveal a secretive global lobbying campaign that targeted hundreds of legislators in the U.S., U.K., Canada, India, Vietnam, Argentina, Brazil, Malaysia, and all 28 states of the European Union. They lobbied politicians across Europe to head off what Facebook considered overly restrictive data privacy laws. They threatened to withhold investment from countries unless they passed Facebook-friendly laws. And dozens of politicians mentioned in these documents by name, including several United States senators and European Union commissioners, such as Michel Barnier, who is now negotiating Brexit with the UK. Facebook says the leaked documents were cherry-picked and released in violation of a court order. Not inaccurate, just not, yeah, they don't really deny that this is what they were doing, but we shouldn't really be surprised. If you want to become one of the big dogs, you got to play nasty. Well, coming up, kids going to college for adulting. That's next on 5 and 10.
For thousands of years, the world has heard warning that there is a coming day when the man of sin, the Antichrist, will arise to pilot the greatest deception in human history. Prepare yourself now for what is ahead with the coming Third Temple Collection. This incredible assortment features Dr. Thomas Horn's new book, The Rabbis, Donald Trump, and the Top Secret Plan to Build the Third Temple, where you'll learn why many believe President Trump is a King Cyrus-like figure guided by Hashem, God himself. The connection between Donald Trump, rabbis, and a behind-the-scenes scheme to erect the Third Temple, and how this, as the book of Daniel prophesied, will be the catalyst that precedes the apocalypse and arrival of Antichrist. All this and so much more. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's brand new book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face to face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus Christ. You may know that much of the story, but now you can learn what's happened since. Discover the secrets, witness tampering, intimidation tactics, global media, and powerful personalities who will stop at nothing, including death threats and even ritualistic curses to cover up this new stunning revelation. But we're just getting started. The coming Third Temple collection also includes Shelley Neese's new book, The Copper Scroll Project, that highlights the decades-long quest to uncover Qumran's greatest secrets, the lost treasures of the Jerusalem Temple. Hold on to your hats as you'll also discover how the Dead Sea Scrolls were merely the tip of the archaeological iceberg as Jim Barfield's Copper Scroll Project tethers to Israel's modern battle for the Temple Mount, and how the secrets contained in the Copper Scroll, the most enigmatic of the Dead Sea Scrolls, might hold the key to one of the greatest treasures in Israel's history. But that's not all. You'll also receive the best of the first annual Blessed Hope Prophecy Conference on DVD. This two-disc DVD collection is jam-packed with over 11 hours of mind-boggling revelations from presenters like Dr. Thomas Horn on deep state saboteurs and the secret destiny of America, Sharon Gilbert on the return of the ancients through pharmakia, necromancy, and virtual reality, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis on the inside war against President Trump by elite secret societies, and unforgettable presentations from celebrated theologian Dr. Michael Legg, Derek P. Gilbert, Josh Peck, and more. Also included in this amazing collection, the original four-week investigative Skywatch television series regarding the coming Third Temple on DVD, featuring Carl Gallups, Shelley Neese, and Dr. Thomas Horn. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $180. Yours now for your donation of only $30 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to save big. The coming Third Temple collection, available now at Skywatch TV Store. Order online or call 844-750-4985.
And item number one today, it's a boon and a bad sign. A growing number of universities are offering classes in adulting to students. These are workshops designed to teach them skills such as basic financial literacy, like how to balance a checkbook, salary negotiation, and shopping for groceries. For example, University of North Carolina offering a series of workshops called Adulting 101. Includes topics such as self-care for the mind, level up your LinkedIn profile, and building and maintaining credit. Pacific Lutheran University has an extensive Adulting 101 series, including food, groceries, and nutrition, and time management. Now look, this is not necessarily a bad thing, teaching kids how to get along in the real world, but the demand for these classes, which appears to be growing, is kind of a concern. I mean, teaching kids how to manage their finances and eat properly used to be the job of, you know, parents, family members. I mean, at the very least, shouldn't grown-ups already know this stuff? Besides, $30,000 a year is a lot to pay somebody to teach you how to balance your checkbook. Well, Skywatch TV asking for your help because we're not going into debt to build our new studio. And so we're asking you to partner with us in helping put that together so we can expand our outreach and expand this ministry. To find out how you can partner with us in putting a new studio together, log on to skywatchtv.com and follow the link. Or you can help us and at the same time get free access to the streaming video, the presentations from the sold-out Defender Conference coming to Branson in early August. You'll get to see in high-definition video Tom Horn, Mike Heiser, Pastor Carl Gallops, Dr. Michael Lake, Joel Richardson, Jim and Lori Baker, now added to the speakers list, Stephen Bankhurst, and of course all of us from Skywatch TV, Sharon K. Gilbert, Josh Peck, and yours truly. To find out how you can help us build a new studio and see the sold-out conference at the same time, log on to DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com, and you'll be first in line because we're not opening up the registration for streaming video until May, about 90 days before the conference. Now, speaking of conferences, we'll be in Dallas at the end of the month. It's just a couple of weeks away, which means I got to get busy on my presentation. Hear the Watchman, coming to the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center March 28th through 31st. Carl Gallops, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot, L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and more. We can save you money. There's only a few slots left. It's almost sold out, but you can still sign up for streaming video. And whether you register for the conference or get the streaming video, use the promo code Gilbert20. That's Gilbert20, and that will save you $20 off the tickets or 20% off the streaming video. And you do this at hearthewatchmen.com. That's hearthewatchmen, plural.com. The Last Days Warrior Conspiracy Summit. This is an online summit. In other words, you bring all of the information and the speakers to you through exclusive online teachings, video, audio, and the written word. I've got 2 hours of video in this, as well as and other speakers and presenters like Carl Teichrib, Josh Peck, Gary Wayne, author of the Genesis 6 Conspiracy, and Pulitzer-nominated journalist Troy Anderson. So you get access to all of that exclusively through the Last Days Warrior Conspiracy Summit. To get more information and sign up, go to my website, DerekPGilbert.com, and follow the link in the right-hand sidebar, and you can check that out there. The Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, almost filled up, but there's still a few slots left. If you'd like to see the Altar of Joshua, Gilgal Rephaim, the mysterious Wheel of the Giants on the Golan Heights, the Fortress of the Canaanite General Sisera, you know, the guy who got the tent peg right here? Plus, of course, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the Temple Institute, to find out their plans for the Third Temple, and an exclusive tour of Qumran from the director of the Copper Scroll Project, Jim Barfield, who will point out the spots where he thinks the Copper Scroll points to the hiding places of artifacts from Solomon's Temple. For more information and to reserve your place, log on to LipkinTours.com. Now, to get Skywatch TV broadcasting on your schedule, we can dance to your tune. Just download the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV, or get our free mobile app. Works on just about every mobile platform. You'll find links for that at skywatchtv.com. And at my website, you'll find links to the weekly Bible study Sharon and I produce, and my weekly podcast, A View from the Bunker, which this week features an interview with Jim Barfield of the Copper Scroll Project. You'll find that at derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.